Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, Justin Yontz, and I'm here with my co-host,
City Sand.
And on this week's episode, we are going to talk about New Japan news. We're going to talk about the G1. We're going to talk about Crown Jewel and some of the WWE news. So let's start off with the big news. You let them. Let's hear it, CD Sen.
It's so weird when you call me that. Yeah, so Shibata returned for the G1 for 5 minutes.
So is that mean he's back, or is this just kind of a...
Well, after the five-minute match, which was pretty good, and it kind of seemed like he was a little nervous, he did cut a promo saying that next time he shows up, it's going to be in an actual match. So I think he's got to show up for Tokyo Dome.
Well, that's good. They finally got something to do with the Tokyo Dome. I mean, can you imagine Danielson and Shibata? That would be...
Oh, yeah.
Be something.
Oh, yeah. That...
I want to see
everybody just returning.
I know, it's just great. Let's keep them returning. Now talk about the Okada thing.
Okada is gonna be in the second week of November. He's gonna go to San Jose Civic Center, so he's gonna do that New Japan show.
Is there a chance he could be on Full Gear?
Well, do you think we would talk about it if there wasn't a chance?
Because
I mean, it's just right there. Like, am I the only one that's going to put two and two together? I'm not saying that he's going to show up at Full Gear. The point is, he's in the United States. And
so if I were them, I would have Omega beat Hangman Page and then do Okada and Hangman.
But now the question is, would you do that as a TV match or a pay-per-view match? Because
the pay-per-view match.
It would have to be a TV match, though, because there's not a pay-per-view till February.
I know, so build it up till February.
You're going under the assumption that he's going to be... See, for them to do like that kind of angle, like the one you're thinking of, he would have to be in the U.S. for months. And I don't think he's going to be there past a few weeks.
What if they do this? All right. What if, maybe it's not AEW. Maybe Omega shows up at the New Japan show and you do the confrontation there and then you set it up for the Wrestle Kingdom.
See, now then I would say, Tony Khan, what are you doing? Why would you allow that? If you're going to do it, it should be on your show because you're the bigger company. And considering how disrespectful they were like 2 years ago, talking about how ROH was a bigger company, I would definitely do that as a fuck you.
All right. I don't think that's a TV match, though. That's a stupid... That's giving it away.
Here's a problem. Is it a pay-per-view match?
I think so.
I don't know, because... Like, the level that AEW is now, like, do you put the foreign star in a U.S. pay-per-view in Milwaukee?
I think so. I mean, you got to build up.
Milwaukee?
Is that where it's going to be? Is that where
Full Gear's in Milwaukee. You know,
Full Gear's in Minneapolis.
Big deal.
Same shit.
Some random Midwest town. I'm just saying, it ain't New York. It ain't Chicago.
I know what you mean.
Shit ain't even Miami. Minneapolis. What happens in Minneapolis? They got lakes. That's what they got. They got a lake. Come on, man.
You want me to cut that out?
No. Fuck Minneapolis. You think we got any fans in Minneapolis?
We out of here. Now we know.
I don't give a shit about no Minneapolis. Ain't New York? Ain't in a real place or none. Minneapolis. Whatever.
Pieces.
Whatever.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, no, we know the main event is gonna be. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, you're right. Is are the fans even gonna react to it?
Yeah, because
Yeah. You hit the pin drop and nobody knows. It's because that's the premise.
you need the right crowd. My recommendation would be maybe I tease something, but don't actually do a match and just tease it. Or if you're gonna do the match, you gotta have to do it. And like maybe when they do the Long Island show, a town that actually, would recognize Okada, which like I wouldn't do that match anywhere but like a Chicago or New York, maybe
Yeah.
LA,
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I feel pretty safe to say that Hangman Page is beating Omega. I don't like it, but I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm not entirely sure yet, but I think he has a good chance of beating him, so I'm not a fan.
I don't
Another
want
thing,
there
right?
a grown guy.
Another thing, like, we need to talk about what has been going on with New Japan in the last 2 years. Like, it's sad. I feel like ever since Omega and the Bucks and Cody and Hangman all left, like, they've just been tripping and tripping and tripping.
Well,
Like,
let's talk about it. The G1. The
we
G1.
don't even we could go a little further back. Naito being the pandemic champion, losing it in like his first or second title
Losing
defense
it
to
to
Evil.
Evil.
Then you do it in
Evil.
a baseball stadium with nobody there. So then he becomes a two-time pandemic champion. And then he loses it again in his first defense to
It could have been
Ibushi.
worse. They could have kept the belt on Evil.
But here's the thing, like, what I always liked about New Japan is that they make the belt the star. Like this adage that WWE always had of putting belts on people that weren't ready for it, because in their mind, this will make them a star. I always felt you're supposed to make the star supposed to make the belt, not the other way around, the other way
Yeah.
around. And
Well,
lately,
let's ask a question. When has the belt made the guy?
I don't think it's.
I mean, we talked about it. Austin in 98,
He
by
already was a
January, he
guy.
already was a top guy.
Yeah.
He just hadn't had the belt yet, but
Yeah.
he was already the guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it to you like this. Remember when they kept giving the belt to Triple H to try to get
Yeah.
him over and it wasn't working? It wasn't until he fought Mick Foley that he got
You
over.
mean the
But
three, the first two title reigns where it
yeah,
just was
but
just been kicked in?
The belt didn't make him a star. That match made him a star because a belt doesn't get a person over. You have to already be over to make the whole moment matter.
So that's my question. Has the belt ever made a guy?
I don't think so. Because
I
don't you
mean, you could
remember when The
question.
Rock won the title the first time and he was still like under the he was like mid-carding with the belt when he
Yeah.
was first champion, which proves that the belt doesn't make the guy.
But that's because they chose to go
To put
about
it
it
on
that way.
somebody that wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's what.
But I mean, when they what about when Brock won the belt in 2002 against The Rock? You could say that that kind of made him.
I
No?
don't think so. I don't think the belt made him a star. I mean, I think everybody there knew he was gonna win. Like if you tell somebody, oh, what? They thought that the Brock was gonna beat The Rock, and like if you were there at the time,
Yeah.
everybody and their mother knew Brock Lesnar was winning that match, which is
Well, we
why
knew
they
he's
all
about
cheered
to
him
make a
in that
movie.
match. Yeah. So again, I don't think it's ever happened. Like now let's go to New Japan. When they kept prematurely giving Okada the belt before he was over. Again, proving that the belt doesn't make the guy. He became the guy by having such a great reign. And that could make you the guy. But the belt in itself can't. A title reign can make you above that, but you got to be at that level. You know, like another thing, Okada, after he won the match because of the stoppage, he said that he's not gonna challenge Shingo Takagi. He's gonna challenge Ibushi for the old IWGP title because he doesn't recognize Shingo Takagi as champion. He recognizes the old belt as the real belt. So I think they're bringing back the title and they're gonna
I
make
think
that
that's a
better.
good idea, but I mean that it makes
I
Shingo
think it's a
such a
better
challenge.
idea than what they did, but the problem is now you're backtracking, which proves that it was the wrong move to begin with.
That's a stupid belt.
Now,
When I was at
you.
when I was at Dynamite last Saturday, there was a guy that had the IWGP belt, and we were all looking at it, and it was like, this is such a pretty belt. Why are they changing?
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel all this flip-flopping has ruined the belt's prestige in the last couple of years. Like they've
Fortunately,
been
they were put
flip-flopping the belt.
where they had to get. I mean, Ibushi was hurt, and Shingo, there was nobody else to put the belt on.
So I don't want to hear that. That's such a bad excuse. Ibushi was hurt. Naito didn't defend the title for like 6 months. And now we're talking about, oh, this guy was hurt. He was only hurt for a couple months.
I don't even really remember that it was so forgettable
They
of.
defend the title like every 3 months, and doesn't matter if a guy is hurt. It's like the thing with Will Ospreay. He was only hurt for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's what I mean. They took it off Will Ospreay. I don't know why they, that was.
You know, all of this has just ruined the belt's prestige. I love Shingo, but I feel Shingo winning the belt was the wrong move because I felt that what made the IWGP title so special was that a guy like Ishii could never be champion, despite
Yeah.
how good he was.
And Shingo kind of reminds me of Ishii.
Yeah, so now the new generation Ishii is the champion, and again, he's great, but I like it when it's only
Well,
four guys
let's
that
be
ever
honest.
get the belt.
If Jay White was in that country, he probably was going to get that from before Shingo. But
Maybe.
he's not there. I mean, they can't really do anything with him because he's not there. Same thing with Will Ospreay. He's not there.
He's not there because they had a little fighting. Okay, the fact is they should have never stripped him of the belt, and that shouldn't have been a problem. That's the fact. And honestly, they shouldn't have stripped it from Ibushi
I
when
mean,
they
it
did.
feels like they brought back the guy, the Coke guy, or the guy, the American guy who's running New Japan. He's probably the reason why Omega and the Bucks didn't stay.
They didn't bring that guy back, did they?
No, I know, but it feels like it because they're making the same stupid moves.
Well, I wouldn't say that because that guy never did all this flip-flopping. In fact, this has never been the case. This happened right after he got fired. So I don't think that's what it is. I think some people are New Japan has shown a lot more emotion in the last couple years than I ever saw them before.
I
Like the
mean, do you
whole
put the blame on Gato?
Well, no, because that's not a booking decision. Like, is it a booking decision that you strip the title of somebody and give it to somebody else?
I think that's kind of a booking decision.
I don't think that's a booking decision because there's no match involved.
But he had to have made the decision. You don't think he made the decision?
I don't know. I've never heard that he strips people of titles.
Yeah.
You
I
know,
don't know.
like,
I don't
all
know
I
what.
know, this is what I know. Ghetto's been booking for over a decade, and this has never happened. So I'm not going to blame him
That's a good
until I
question.
hear something else. It has to be somebody else. You know, like,
I
because
mean, it feels like
I
they brought
think
back.
Ghetto's position is like of a certain ilk,
Yeah.
and I don't know if that falls under that.
It feels like they've gone back to Inoki, Zara. Where
It
nobody
does
cares.
kind of feel impulsive, like Inoki. That's what I'm saying. Like, I never saw Ghetto as an impulsive guy. He's never
I think
shown
what
that.
is Inoki is secretly booking New Japan.
Man, he's in like the hospital, I think.
I know he can't do anything. I don't know. I don't know. New Japan is. We'll talk a little bit about. You watched the match with Ibushi and Okada. Was it good? Like
I mean, before
how far did
it
they
was
get up?
like 17 minutes or something, 22 minutes, something like that. Look,
Okay.
by far, it's the worst G1 final of all time. I that goes without saying. I, honestly, I think this is the worst G1 ever. It's the first G1 in like 9 years that I don't watch every match of. It, like, I would get so excited for August because it would be G1 time. And the G1 wasn't even in August this time because of the pandemic and the Olympics. But, man, the tournament just was in shambles. One,
Do you
the
think
roster
that?
was weak.
Do you think Ibushi would have? Do you think he could have continued, or is it impossible?
No,
He could not.
No. His shoulder was
so it
dislocated.
wasn't a work. So it's not a work.
No, this ain't WWE. Why would that be a work? That would
I
have
don't
been a
know because
terrible work.
They're desperate to get anything. I don't know
No,
what.
I don't think they're that desperate. I don't think desperation goes there for New
Do you ever
Japan. I
think
think.
Togo was going to interfere in every damn match that Evo had? I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You
I
did?
thought that. Yes, I thought that. That's what Evil's. That's what every Evil match is.
I
That's
know,
the
but
thing
do you
about New
think that that's
Japan.
the way they would have gone? I mean,
Yeah, but
Olympic.
that's New Japan. They're consistent. Okay, there's always been that one guy in Bullet Club that does a million interference matches. That's his position now. That's fine.
Did you
Because he's the
listen to
only
that?
guy that does it.
Did you ever listen when Samoa Joe was talking to Austin on his podcast about the Kobashi match? And he was saying that Kobashi, when he came in, he wanted to do all this evil, you know, heel
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah.
And he
Because he
was
didn't
like,
think he'd get
no.
cheered.
Which, unfortunately, I feel like it took them like the first New Japan shows in America. They were trying to book American style New Japan, and like nobody wanted that. My
I'm gonna
point.
be honest. New Japan has completely dropped the ball on the U.S. expansion. I mean,
It did.
I would go as far as to say they should just give up. Really, they should give
They
up.
lost. They lost that
They
market.
lost that. The second AEW came around, they lost that. They were never gonna get it because AEW took the market share that was available to New Japan.
And it
That's
never
just the
felt like
reality of
New
it.
Japan ever gave the America like the shows that people really wanted to see. Like
No,
we
because they
got.
didn't understand how over they were, and now they
We
don't
got
understand how under they are.
house shows.
Yeah, and now they're under. And once
Yeah.
you're under, it's a lot harder to get over when you're under.
Are you quoting Jim Cornette and Vince Russo gets them under? He doesn't get them over. He gets them under.
It's just like, man, New Japan, which was
It's
by
sad.
far my favorite company, it just, there's nothing. Like, the shows, even when they have great matches, is not the same because it's matches with people clapping, no cheering. And I know that the Japanese never been big on, like, they don't cheer like Americans, but they do a lot more than fucking clap. It's been fucking lame. The matches don't have that real heat that lifts you up.
It
You
feels
know,
like in Mortal Kombat when you would kill the guy and you'd hear the clapping.
and that's another thing. Like, I don't know if I would have done the Shibata thing in a crowd like that. Like with CM Punk, they waited till they had a full crowd. That's how you needed to do Shibata.
So
You
do you
needed
think
to
that's
do
the
that,
booking? Do you think that's
huh?
a booking? Vision.
I don't know. I don't think so. These aren't, look, to me, anything outside of who wins and who loses to me ain't a booking decision. Okay, I don't know how much power Ghetto has, but I can't blame him because most of the problems have been injury, bad luck, and bad decisions that were done that I don't think involved him. You know, I don't know how much he's involved in a new belt being created and all this stuff.
I don't
You
know
know,
why they created a new belt. So they're gonna go back to the old one thing.
I
No, that's
think
good.
they are. They might make the new one the Intercontinental title.
No, they
I don't know.
don't need an Intercontinental title. Just fucking merge the belts and have Okada come out and say, this is the real world title. That's
Well,
it.
see, I disagree. I think they should have an IC belt because their
They've got
IC
the
belt
US
was
belt,
great.
but you've got the US belt that
That is
replaces it.
not the IC belt. It never was.
Well, all right. If
Like,
they're not going to get rid of the US, if they're going to get rid of the US title, then make that the then have
what was
ice.
the most, what's the strongest second tier belt in all wrestling companies in the last 20 years? Was the IWGP IC title.
Yeah,
I
does that
can't
make
think of
better?
another second tier belt that main evented shows. You
The
know, it was a
TBS.
legitimate main event worthy belt. And I don't think the never open weight is that. I would rather you get rid of the never belt. The Intercontinental belt had prestige and it looked good and it had its own lineage and they ruined it. You know, like they should have never merged them.
No, but I don't think they're gonna bring the belt back. I think they're just gonna.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I'm just
Only
saying,
thing I
I
care
miss
about
it.
is that they bring back the old IWGP title. That's it.
I think that that's gonna happen. I think that's gonna
Good.
happen. I don't know. I'm just so down on the
Who do
company
you want to
as a
see
whole.
Shibata against?
Huh?
Who do you want to see Shibata against first at the Dome?
I think it'd probably be Zack Sabre Jr.
Zack Sabre Jr.
I
Not
think that's
Kenta?
where they're going. I would do Kenta, but I think they're going with Zack Sabre Jr. I don't know.
I would
Kenta
bring
does
back
make the most
CM Punk
sense.
and
Huh?
do Kenta versus CM Punk, the Battle of the GTS. No?
I don't know. Like I don't know, even know if I want to see CM Punk in New Japan. I don't know if he can
He
work in
said
New
he wants to do it.
Japan. Yeah, but I don't know if he can. You know, that he needs to prove, he needs to convince me that he can. Because working with Powerhouse Hobbs and Daniel Garcia ain't doing it for me. You know, I don't know if he can handle a Shibata match, or you know.
Well, yeah, I didn't say Shibata. I said Kenta.
Who cares about Kenta?
Shibata, no. Shibata, I
Yeah.
want Daniel Bryan. Jesus Christ. Bryan
Honestly, deep down,
Danielson.
this is what I want. I want Shibata versus Okada again.
Yeah,
And I
that would be
want it for
great.
the title.
But just don't do the headbutt.
Yeah,
Please.
you gotta do the headbutt now. Like, now you
No,
gotta do
do
it because
not
it's a
do the
spot
headbutt.
now.
Don't do the headbutt.
But look, I would. To me, I would only do Shibata if you have a sellout, a real legit sellout, and when I bring him back, I would have to do that Okada match again because, like, you could do a storyline, even though you would probably do the Kenta match first, but after that, I would do Okada.
What about Omega and Shibata? Have they ever faced?
I think so. They had to
Are
have faced during
they
G1.
any memorable matches? The fact you don't, we don't know, doesn't tell us they're that great.
Okay, let me see. I know they have to have worked sometime.
AJ Styles ever
Yeah,
face Shibata? Yeah, he did. Yeah, they should.
they wrestled. I knew it.
Is that the CD scent machine that you're looking at?
Oh, shut up. 2016, 3.5 stars. What?
Wow.
Wow, it must have been bad.
That's not really a good match to me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I can't believe it. They had a 3-star match. That's weird.
What did they do? Just walk to the
I'm surprised. I thought that would for sure be like 4.5 at least.
Do you think they could ever rehabilitate evil?
No.
Do you think if he got rid
Next.
of parents that evil could ever
No.
do anything?
Next. No.
You
No.
think he's nothing?
No. He's
You
nothing.
think he's Braun Strowman?
I think his woman wrestles better than him. That's what I think.
Who's this woman?
Io Shirai.
Are they dating? Are
Think
they
they're
married?
engaged. They're engaged.
Maybe she can show him
How to work? I don't
how
know.
to
I
work.
don't know. I don't think he could do what she can do.
No. Well, he had good matches before the
I mean, he's
interference.
better than Bad Luck Fale. What more do you want me to say? I mean, that's about as much as he's
Oh,
better than Bad Luck Fale. Like,
and look.
I think he destroyed the belt's reputation single-handedly.
But did he destroy it, or was it the way he was booked that destroyed it? That's the
No, I
question.
think he destroyed it. Cause the decision could have been right if he could work. But he can't work at that level. There's a
But he
difference
didn't have a
between
chance to work it.
IWGP working and regular working. You can get a like he's not a bad wrestler, don't get me wrong, but is he IWGP caliber? That's
Yeah.
the difference. There's a difference between being a top 25 wrestler and a top 4 wrestler, right?
What about the breakout star of this tournament that I think, and that's Jeff Cobb. He's really showing himself to be something.
I mean, I always knew he was good. I wasn't
But
surprised.
now really good.
See, that's the difference. Jeff Cobb couldn't, if Evil had the working ability of Jeff Cobb during that title reign, it would have worked.
Yeah.
But he can't
But
because
if
he
he
ain't
had
that
the ability,
guy.
I don't even know if, because the thing that really killed those evil matches was the stupid outside interference for me.
I think the matches were lame before the interference. I mean,
Yeah.
that made it bad too, but let's be honest, is this something new? They did that with Jay White. They did
Yeah.
that with Finn
But Jay White,
Balor.
fine,
They did
yes.
that at first they did it with Kenny Omega a lot, but they didn't really do it that much later on.
Jay
With
White
AJ,
worked.
they did
Those
it
matches
all the
worked.
time. They've always done this with the Bullet Club leaders,
Well, they need to stop because it's really stupid.
But you know what's the difference? That those guys, once the interference stopped, they had another gear and could make you forget about the interference that just happened for like the last 10 minutes of the
Yeah,
match.
Jay
He
White,
doesn't
man.
have that gear. You know,
I think
that's when
what
Kenny
needed to.
Omega showed who he was. Is okay, the interference is done. Now you see this next gear.
You need to have an intervention with Evil and tell him what he needs to do.
He just can't work. That's it. Like he's not that level. You either have it or you don't. Okay. And he doesn't have it at that level. He should be TNT TBS champion. Okay. He, you know, like that dude should never open weight. He could have the never open weight. You know, like, but don't give that man the IWGP. What the fuck were they thinking?
Do you think they would have
Seriously. They
back?
gave him both belts.
I know that was
Tell
stupid.
me, what the fuck were they thinking? There's like, I just don't get it. Like, sometimes it's better to not make a move if you're gonna make the wrong move.
Yeah.
That's it. That's New Japan's problem. They have a problem with not doing no moves when their only options are bad options. They'll pick one of the bad options. I'd rather not pick no option. And continue until I see a good option.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've talked enough about G1. We've both agree that this has been a lame tournament. Let's move on to. And now I'm going to rant. I thought this was just stupid. Now we're talking about Crown Jewel. I am so sick of this shit fucking interference shit. Like, that's all they do with Roman now. Interference shit. I don't like interference. I didn't like it when Omega was doing it. I
I will
very
say this though. If
I
you're
hated it
going to
both.
do interference, at least don't do interference in every other match beforehand. That was a one plus. At least they didn't do any interference
But he's in
and the rest of the
fucking match, except for like Rey Mysterio, who like nobody
bothers. Yeah, but WWE normally will do like four interference finishes per show. At least they only did one. At least.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you gotta see it like that. It's the best crown jewel they've ever done.
Yeah, I
agree. Okay, there's a very low bar, but the crowd was better.
I am so sick and tired of this fucking. Yeah, the crowd is that they're learning.
I didn't see nobody playing tic tac toe. You know, I saw a few guys riding camels, but outside of that, I mean, it was fine. You know, I don't know. What's the point of having a Zelina Vega match where she has a shirt on?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not even gonna go there. I'm just saying.
In the crowd, some of the women had, you know, normal clothes on. Why did they have to? Why do they have to wear? Why do they get to wear that?
Well, because if they were in their own gear and there's like a nip slip or something, they're gonna kill them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know that you want to be as safe as possible. They don't play with that shit.
We're very sorry about. Yeah, they just come out and kill her on air.
They would just throw rocks at them.
And they have a stoning.
You know, I'm not gonna go there. I'm just saying. What's the point of having the women work with a shirt on?
Like, Sasha, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. You're just going to have to get stoned.
Did you see, apparently, like, the total minutes of the entire women's tournament was like 9 minutes? Yeah, it was like 10 minutes. Wow.
It doesn't even make it for a DVD. It's like a special feature.
A DVD? I mean, shit. That's barely a YouTube highlight. That's a YouTube highlight.
The YouTube. I did see that. And I laughed so hard. I'm like, boy, what a prestigious tournament this is. Nine minutes.
I guess that they agreed to make her Queen of the Ring if she resigned.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
What an honor.
What an honor if something is
imaginary brass rings, like CM Punk used to say.
Did you see that Brock Lesnar hangs out with Corbin?
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, since he's a football player, it doesn't surprise me. You know what's funny, though? The whole segment with Roman is like I beat Brock so bad, he's tweeting now.
I mean, see, it's the thing I don't get, and this is the shit I hate about WWE. Okay, so Brock's just gonna sit there and wait for him to sit there and talk shit about him. If he's already pissed off, why isn't he just coming out there as soon as he walked into the ring? Maybe he wasn't there. Oh, so we
That's what I used to like when WWE used to do, when they used to show the guys show up, and they're like, "Oh, The Rock has arrived to the arena." Yeah,
they didn't do that. They never do that anymore. Looks like he just sat in the back. He's like, "All right, I'm waiting for the line to come out on. The line is up. Now it's time for me to come and kill you."
They should have done a backstage segment where Brock is coming in. And somebody going up to Brock is like, Roman is in the ring and he's talking a lot of shit. Oh, is that true? Oh, I got you.
More interesting if he just ran out there without even music on and just wanted to kill him immediately. Like, why is he even waiting for music? Just kill him.
Come on. They used to do that with Stone Cold all the time, though. So don't. They always would play his music. You should always play the music.
They can play the music, but I don't know.
Stars don't run.
The tweet that he was out there is like, I'm going to kill him as soon as I get there. Just go out and kill him. I don't like that shit that WWE does. WWE likes to wait and waste time and make me.
Well, they have to. They run too much time. They have to run time because that's what they do. They're time wasting. WWE is not content. Content to me, a way of saying content creator is just another way of saying time waster. They're time wasters.
Yeah, they are, and it sucks. And it's a boring show.
Okay, they also fucking had a 4-hour Saudi Arabia show. When does that shit have to be 4 hours? Like,
I don't, but they probably paid for 4 hours.
Then why is the show programmed for three?
Was it programmed for three? I couldn't
find it. Yes, it was shown that it was supposed to be a 3-hour show, and then it ends up being a 4-hour show.
One, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing also.
I agree with what Landstorm said. They need to know how long the show's got to run before they actually run it. How are you over an hour for a show that's designed to be 3 hours?
I absolutely hate that the storyline reason they've come up with for Brock Lesnar to be gone is suspension. Wow. You know when they did that? 2015. They just do the same shit over and over again. I can't stand it. It's fucking stupid. Why isn't he just killing everybody? Like, well, I'm suspended. Well, I'm just going to kill everybody on the way out. Like, why? What? Who's making these rules? This stupid Adam Pearce guy? Who gives a shit about him?
We all know Adam Pearce don't do shit.
I know,
but we're gonna blame Adam Pearce, this indie jobber.
I'm watching that shit and I'm like, this is
what you know what I was watching, bro? I'm watching Adam Pearce in the ring with Brock Lesnar, and I'm like, this has to be the highlight of his career. It took him like 20 years to be in the same ring with Brock Lesnar, but he finally got there. After jerking the curtain back when he was NWA champion and nobody cared, you know, now he's in the ring with Brock Lesnar. What a good career that man had.
I didn't even know he was that. I just remember him in ROH and then
he was NWA champion when it didn't matter. The great Adam Pearce.
The great Adam Pearce. All I know is it's such lazy shit. They just do the same shit. They can't come up with anything better than Brock is suspended.
All I will say this. The segment was great. The whole segment with Brock and Roman. It was great. It's always great. I will say I still feel like there's something lacking with Roman.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think he brutalized him enough. I wanted like Brock to be like over Brock Roman or over one of the Usos, like just beating the shit out of him with his fists and like he's drawing blood and they have to pull
him off. Do you really think Roman is going to be like, oh yeah, you know that thing you did to Randy Orton? Do that to me. Come on.
Dave, you had to do it to Roman. Do it to one of the Usos. Do something, though, that like shows, like, he's unstoppable and we have to get rid of him. Nothing he did was that fucking big of a deal.
No.
The only reason he's suspended because we don't have any other... We don't know...
When he hit Roman with that steel stuff, I mean, it looked like he hit him hard with the steel stuff. When he threw the step on his head, like he threw that shit to his head, like you could tell he hit Roman for real there.
He's probably like, "This is so stupid, what I'm doing here." I'm like, what if, like, if he F5'd Roman through like a table, F5'd him on the steps, then he like
he should have F5'd him on the pole. You remember when he used to do that?
Oh, like if he did like 5 F5s on like ridiculous moves, and then he like grabbed the Usos and was just bashing their brains in.
He should have
a reason to suspend him. He didn't do anything that he grabbed a camera. Who gives a shit? Austin used the camera.
I always said that's when you know who's a real star. Who is willing to break over $200,000 camera on live television. That's when you're a real star.
Yeah,
because nobody's gonna say shit to Brock.
You remember the thing when
Jericho?
Jericho broke the microphone and
you're not. No, it was the camera.
Yeah, and Vince is like, you're not Stone Cold Steve
He
Austin.
said, like, I saw Austin do that. You're not Stone Cold.
You know what Jericho should have said? He should have looked him right in the fucking eye and said, watch me. But he doesn't have any balls. He just sat there and
Now, you
fucking.
would have fired him. Probably would
God
have fired him.
damn. Hire him.
2001? That was like
And then
2001,
fire
2002.
me.
They would have fired him.
Fire him. And then it would all come out that, oh, he's a badass. Instead of being this
It
little
wouldn't
bit.
come out that he was a badass. He'd be in TNA or something.
Man, I so what? So you're gonna just sit there and look like a bitch?
Bro, Jericho is not Stone Cold.
I know, but I mean,
That's something that I will definitely agree with
if
Vince.
anybody looked me in the eye and told me that shit, I would look them right back in the eye and be like, fuck you. You don't know jack shit.
And
But
I'll
that's
tell, okay, let's have this conversation. And I'm Vince.
all right. All right.
That
Okay.
camera costs, I believe it's either between $200,000 to $400,000 each camera.
So,
Are you bringing me that kind of money? Because Stone Cold's bringing me 64 million a year. What are you bringing me?
watch me, motherfucker. But
Look,
that's
put
not
him
what
on Sunday
Jericho
Night
would.
Heat.
All right, but Jericho wouldn't say that. Jericho would, well, he just
Put him
wouldn't say
on Sunday Night Heat. He only certain guys can do that, and you should know that. Brock can do that because he garners it.
But even
Okay,
if Brock.
but
But the reason he's a star is because in his mind, he would never let anyone talk to himself like that.
because he is a star.
I
It
know.
one goes with the other. You
Yeah,
know, like
that's a
if
good
you
point.
act like a star but you're not a star, you know what you are? An asshole.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Look
But I mean,
at Conor. Look at Conor McGregor.
yeah, but he is a star.
But
He can.
he is a star. Now,
He is a.
do you think it'd be the same if it was a random Joe Jobber, Jack Swagger or something? No.
No,
And
maybe.
compared to Austin, Jericho is Jack Swagger. No
Yeah, no,
offense.
I agree. I agree with that. My point is, Jericho as a man, I'm sorry that just as a man, we're looking at it at the outside in. I don't know. I got too much of that rebellious n nature to let anyone
Yeah,
talk.
but I would, okay, if you had property and somebody broke your property and it's expensive property, would you not be mad?
I would be mad, but I would like throw it at, I would be. I can assure you this: CM Punk, no matter where he is in that time period, would not let anyone talk to him like that, even if he wasn't a star yet, because in his mind, he's already a star. And that's the mindset you have to have, I think, when you're out there, is that
Well,
you may not be the star now, but you will be the star. But that's me.
That's a delicate balance, a balancing act, though. You know,
Don't know.
like what?
All I know is I wouldn't let anyone talk to me like that shit. But that's me.
Okay, but why are you working for WWE if you're
I wouldn't.
already
Okay,
going into WWE
that's a
with the
good point.
mindset,
I wouldn't be working for
I'm not
WWE.
gonna talk. Like if you go into WWE and you're like already in your head, I'm not gonna let nobody talk to me like that. Well, guess what? You're gonna get fired real fast. Why are you even in WWE in the first place? You know,
Not
when you have
necessarily.
that kind of mentality, WWE is not a place you should be.
Oh no, it's not a good place to be. But I mean, I wouldn't look for that. But if he threw that at me because I made one fucking mistake, it's not like
That's
he's
a
going out.
that's an
No, he's going out
expensive
there.
camera.
He was making. Okay, one, first, those cameras don't cost $200,000.
One, remember the era, right?
Those cameras
Remember
cost.
the era. Nobody had
I know this.
guaranteed contracts.
I know, but those cameras cost 60. Actually, they did at that point in time. In 2000?
And what was the downside?
This is in 2000. WCW hadn't closed yet. They were still doing the guaranteed contracts. If you were saying 2006, yes, I'd agree with you. This
What?
is 2000 when he broke the camera.
What was his downside guarantee?
His downside gear had to have been like 600 grand at that time.
I don't remember it being that high.
Kane was already was close to like 800,000 by then. Austin was like 2 million.
I don't know.
Austin's downside guarantee was like 1 million or 2 million. He was like the first person to get 1 million, and then I think he got like 2 million. But WWE always gave them more money through merchandise anyways.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm going to put it to you like this. If Jericho's downside guarantee from that era, I would imagine it would probably be around that 200 to 450,000 era.
Yeah, I know, but those cameras don't cost that. They cost like 65 grand. That's how much those. My point is, if I don't know, I would be like, fuck it, bill me. Because if he's still making 400,000, he can still afford it. But that's
all I'm saying is.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you.
If your contract is about, if it's like a certain percentage of that camera's worth, or at least what they say it's worth, then you shouldn't be doing it. Now, if it's a guy who makes several million dollars.
It's hand in hand. You know, the star isn't going to let it, and the star is already going to be the star. Yeah.
To me, if you're not the guy, you shouldn't be doing it. And Jericho was never the guy. He wasn't even the guy that worked with the guy. He was the guy that worked with the guy that worked with the guy. I'm just saying. That's it. Jesus.
Burying him.
I'm not burying him. I'm saying the truth. Was he ever the guy? No. Was he ever the guy that worked with the guy? Not really. I mean, like, how many times he worked with Austin? Not that many times. And normally when he did, it was a three-way feud with Benoit. Meaning he wasn't even over enough to work with him by himself.
Well, no, he did get to work with him by himself. Remember No Way 8 2002? But it's a shitty
match. No, that doesn't count.
And it was just a device.
It was a throwaway three-way feud.
No. It was just.
It was a throwaway three-week feud.
Yeah. It was.
Okay, you could say he worked with The Rock. Okay, that's fine. But yeah. He never even felt like he was the guy working with the guy at that point. I'm just saying. To me, the only time he felt. Reminds
me of Cody in some ways. He's like the Cody. He was the Cody of AEW at the time.
I want to, like, Jericho to me, I think the most over he was that time where he won the title in 2000. And they took it off of him, like, within the hour.
All right, well,
like, that pop was huge.
We've gone on for like 10 minutes talking about Jericho in 2000 that nobody remembers except for me and you. So let's move on. I don't know. I just thought they could have come up with a better way to use Brock. I thought Goldberg, the match sucked, but I thought it was a good use of Goldberg. They buried
for a Goldberg match. That was like a 5-star performance.
Yeah,
from Goldberg,
they buried the Hurt Business. I mean, who cares what they can do? They can't even take out one guy, even with a weapon.
Yeah, but it's Goldberg. See, but in the Hurt Business defense, I will say, but Goldberg is not just one man. He took out the entire NWO by himself. So if he took out the entire NWO by himself,
it's not the same Goldberg.
And they're not the NWO.
No, they're not. My point is they fed them to guys that, like,
Goldberg. Goldberg in 2021 is closer to Goldberg in 1998 than the Hurt Business will ever be to the NWO in any era.
Are we really arguing about the Hurt Business and NWO? Move on. We're not talking about this.
Next.
Becky won with the, fuck finish, which I don't like that shit, but it was a fine match. But they always have to do this. Their finishes are always fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Which is why I don't really bother paying attention.
I think the only thing they can do with Paul is, I think what they're going to do is at the Royal Rumble, which will probably be when Brock returns. Oh my God, his suspension came out. And if I were them, I would keep it surprise. Because it'd be cool pop. And they don't have anything else because their show sucks. And have him come out with Paul Heyman. And then they don't explain it. And then have Roman be like, what was the deal with that? He's like, and then Paul could just look at Roman and be like, well, he asked me to. I don't know. I feel like they're gonna use Paul to turn Roman at the end of WrestleMania. Because what else do you have?
That wouldn't work.
I mean, you can't beat Brock. I don't know. I can't see
If the
Brock.
goal is to eventually do The Rock, how are you going to do that?
Well, Brock wins at Mania, and then he loses at SummerSlam, and you got enough
And then
time for Brock.
returns?
And we don't even know if Rock is coming now because he's got Black Adam, and Black Adam is probably going to make a lot of money, and he's probably going to want to do another Black Adam. Is he going to want to come
Bro,
in?
are we really acting like Black Adam is the reason he won't do WWE? Every movie the man makes is a Black Adam. Like, come on.
Okay.
Every movie that The Rock does makes more money than WWE makes.
Well, yeah, and that's why he gets to call the shots. I don't know why Rock doesn't just come out. You know that all my shit makes more money than this whole company combined. Why don't they just give? Why don't they just sell WWE to the Rock? He can sell it. He can actually put really good bookers in charge, and we can have a good show.
I don't think Vince's ego could take that.
I heard he
was bothered by the fact that The Rock bought XFL.
He can't stand the fact that his underling bought the man he made. He made him. He made Rock. And he now owns him. Oh, I can't do it. But although,
you know, that bothers him.
But Triple H is probably dead to him because he lost the war.
Man, I gotta say, Triple H, bro, like, that guy, how does somebody go? Like, I don't know who went down further down the totem pole. Drew McIntyre or Triple H? Like, well,
I think Triple H lost the real power.
Jesus, like, it looked like he was going to take over a couple years ago. Now, it looks like Bruce Prichard is over him now. Damn. How you let
the guy who fired him is the guy that's over him now. That's the best revenge in the world.
And you know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if Richard had that in his mind all along.
Sure did. He's a wrestler in the time of the 80s. Hogan.
That is some evil carny shit right there.
All right, let's talk about the thing that just came out. Becky and Charlotte, apparently they hate each other, which was very apparent from always that they never liked each other.
I thought they liked each other. I don't think they like. I think that happened once Becky started becoming a star.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, it was always Sasha and Charlotte. And then Becky.
I mean, Charlotte ruined the fucking Rousey shit. That was so adding her.
But in Charlotte's mind, Becky probably ruined the whole thing that she had going. Because think about it. It was always Charlotte as the top of the four horsewomen. And the second was Sasha. But you still knew who clearly was number one. And then out of nowhere, Becky just skyrocketed above both of them.
But did you hear what? So
didn't you see the segment? Becky leaves and they just start cheering for Becky over Sasha.
No, I didn't see the segment.
Yeah, so they're doing the whole exchange, and then she grabs the belt and leaves, and the crowd, instead of cheering for the babyface Sasha, they're completely just cheering for Becky, and you could tell that Charlotte and Sasha were annoyed by that. You know, and it's like, well, that shows you who the star is.
Yeah. And that's why shit turned heel.
So did you see that Andrade also put a comment saying F you WWE?
Did you see also that Vince, apparently she just gave Vince the cold shoulder.
And apparently she went to Orlando.
Yeah. Wow, we might have the first defect of the women. Thank God. She would be
well,
great.
Her contract isn't up anytime soon. I can't see this going well if it gets as messy as I want it to get.
But I can see this fucking up her 16 title reign crap that we have to sit through incessantly.
You don't?
I do see that fucking it up.
Oh yeah, I definitely do.
I also, think that's just say this also. It is so fucking stupid to trade belts.
Oh yeah. I hate that shit. Why? You know what's funny though? I am very, very interested to see what happens with Charlotte.
Yeah, and now it's interesting.
Because
WWE's more interesting in the backstage than it is.
It always has been, though. That's been the case for years.
That's why when they did WWE backstage, they should have just had a camera Vince while following around. And they read him the ratings of AEW and watch him, like, scream at him and film it. And he'll say, like, every expletive you could ever think of. Oh, my God.
It's gonna be interesting though, cause I don't know. Yeah. I always felt Sasha was the most likely of the horsewomen to go to AEW, but who knows?
She's got Andrade there.
She does.
They could have the whole. Actually, she would be a great. Well, no, I don't want her to be his manager. That's stupid.
What?
His manager.
Charlotte's the biggest star than Andrade. How is that gonna work?
Yeah, they would have to do Charlotte and Britt. That's what everyone wants to see. Immediately.
Man, I'm just saying, they need more women. They need stars. They do. A Charlotte, that would be a coup.
You mean Red Velvet?
I'd say that's probably the biggest coup they've done outside of Danielson.
You mean Red Velvet doesn't do it for you?
Who? I don't pay attention to jobbers, even though I think she's Dominican. So if she is, I like her. But if she's not, then no.
That's funny. All right. Well, I think we gotta get done. This, I gotta go eat because we got AEW Dynamite. Right, it's 8, right?
Oh, yeah, in an hour. Yeah. Oh, yeah, another little news bit.
Yeah.
WWE is the most petty people of all time.
What did they do?
Because they're running head-to-head with Dynamite with SmackDown on Fox. Yes, you heard it. They're doing an encore on Fox, not FS1, on Fox, to run against Dynamite on Saturday. And tell me that that's not because that's not a war tactic.
Fucking petty. Oh, God, I hate this guy.
I'm surprised it's not on FS1. That's what shocked me. They're doing it on Fox.
Fox. Well, it just shows Fox is letting them be as petty as they want.
Well, it doesn't benefit Fox if AEW beats them. It doesn't. It looks bad for them as well.
All right, anything else to say? Because we got to wrap it up.
So SmackDown and the Fast Nationals did 2.10 million viewers with a 0.5 in the 18 to 49 demo.
So 5.50?
Yeah. 0.50, yeah. What's interesting is the WWE's ratings leaked out, but not AEW's. Take that for what you want.
Interesting. All right. We will talk. Yeah. Anything else to say?
If it don't make money, it don't make sense. Peace.